Dictation for Susan Campbell, C-A-M-P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E-L-L, May 26, 58, addresses a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 7751640. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow-up for Mrs. Campbell, deceased donor renal transplant 1998. Last visit in February, we offered her an in-person visit, but because of her blindness and husband working, decided to do a video conference. Significant changes since February. On February 22nd, catch the flu, not coronavirus, with severe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She fell, syncopal episode, was in the floor for 12 hours until husband came back, brought to the emergency room, fracture of the right ankle. They did a vascular procedure because of some kind of ulceration, and eventually a fracture repair. Has a walking cast in the present past. In the present moment, was on rehab until March 29, and then released home. Days later, visiting nurse, she was in Valium overload, CHF pulmonary edema, placed in the hospital in Clare for 7 days. Diuresis, she doesn't know how much fluid was removed, was on oxygen 2 liters, eventually stopped. She think it was too much salt that she was eating after the surgical procedure, lower extremity, unable to move around and do her own cooking, was eating microwave-ready food. He still uses a walker, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, kidney transplant is not tender, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, denies any open sores, finishing physical therapy today, has been negative for coronavirus. There was no chest pain palpitations. The syncope was from Valium depletion, denies dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, uses 2 pillows, does have a sleep apnea CPAP machine since the last 9 months. Other review system is negative, medication list review for transplant, prednisone, cyclosporin, CellCept, insulin pump, some changes on medicines, now on Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Norvasc, Lasix, the prior to Prol discontinue, Hydroxyzine discontinue, ARB, Candesartan, C-A-N-D-E-S-A, RTAN discontinue. On cholesterol treatment, on antidepressants Elexa, which she says for many years, for some reason she did not include that on prior medication list. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 133.56. She's blind, but alert to the intestine 3, very pleasant, normal speech, attentive, overweight, no respite, no facial asymmetry, moving upper extremity symmetrically. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine is stable, a 1. There is anemia in May of 9.6, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base, present GFR 56 is stage 3. At that time, glucose was low at 45, and normal calcium magnesium. Prior urine sample, minimal albumin in the urine, prior A1C diabetes well controlled, one of them 6.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, deceased donor renal transplant 98. Next number, stable kidney function, presently stage 3. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, blindness from retinopathy. Next number, present blood pressure well controlled. Next number is sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, obesity. Next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, recent flu, vomiting, diarrhea, hypovolemia, syncope. Next number, peripheral vascular disease procedure. Next number, right foot ankle fracture and surgery. Next number, anticoagulation Eliquis. History of pulmonary emboli. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Offer her to come in person. She mentioned that has no transportation, husband works. So we will continue video conference as long as is allowed. End of dictation.